The budget boosts borough spending in nearly all departments, with an increase of around 10% in the borough's general fund. It will mean an additional worker for building maintenance and one in the harbor department. It also uses some reserve money to balance and includes a $200,000 increase to the local school contribution. However, much of the debate on the budget has focused on funding for the police department. Local business owner Kate Kowalski referenced near-daily mass shootings in the news and called for no reductions to the police force.
In the horrible light of this past week's tragedies across this nation, I think it's even more fundamentally important that this department gets the needs and funding they deserve. We need training, we need education, and most of all, they need our support.
Throughout the budget review, no assembly members have proposed any amendments to reduce the police force. Nevertheless, Assemblymember Tom Fine-Walsh said he'd continue to oppose the overall spending plan and thought education and housing should be higher priorities than police.
The overwhelming majority of the people I speak to feel perfectly safe in Petersburg. But, you know, as we've seen in messages to the assembly here, housing is a major concern. It's something that's affecting our ability to bring people in and, you know, fill employment positions. Education is also a concern. These are my priorities. These are the priorities of our community as they've been expressed to me and people that I speak with. And as such, I can't support this this budget.
In May, assembly members did agree to add some grant money for a local housing nonprofit, but they voted down funding for an audit of the local police force. That was a proposal by Assemblymember Jeff Mucci, who said he'd remain a no vote on this spending plan.
I think we're missing an opportunity to look at a department, or have the city manager look at a department to make sure we have enough personnel and resources for that department. But it doesn't appear that that's what the assembly wants to do.
Mucci was also opposed to adding a maintenance person. Mayor Mark Jensen has opposed trading for property owned by Petromarine that could be used for a harbor maintenance facility. And like past budgets, this year's includes money to complete that swap and make improvements to the Petro building. The borough's been waiting for final word on cleanup of contaminated soil there. However, Jensen said the Petro land swap money in the budget wouldn't cause him to vote no.
I think currently, just like in the past, that there are many other options for a workshop for the on borough-owned property. But I will support it and then hopefully be involved in the process when we move forward, if we do.
Jensen was also opposed to funding $200,000 for maintenance work in the school buildings, but he was joined in voting yes by three others. Jay Stanton Greger voiced his support.
By and large, this was a well-crafted budget by department heads and the borough manager, and are consistently having very reasonable budgets is why, in large part, why Petersburg is in much better financial shape than a lot of other communities in Southeast.
The vote was 4-3 to approve the budget, with Fine-Walsh, Mucci, and Dave Kensinger voting no. It covers the fiscal year that starts in July. Later in the meeting, the Assembly also approved a property tax rate for the upcoming year. That remains the same for property owners in Service Area 1 and increases slightly for the rest of the borough. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.